Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So all that delicious fruit of the summer season is still flowing. What to do with it? Well, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has an idea. How about switching from dessert, you know, strawberries on ice cream, to savory dishes? She joins us in the studio. And Kathy, the smells that we're getting right now are savory, but I'm looking at fruit.
You are. You're looking at savory and fruit, which usually is not on the same plate in my house.
Yeah.
I actually decided to challenge myself because, big reveal here, I don't really like fruit and savory food.
What?
So why am I doing this, right? yeah, if you take me somewhere and serve me a salad that has blueberries or blackberries on it, I'm running away.
Really?
Turns me off. So I thought there's got to be a way to embrace fruit and savory foods that's going to be really appealing. And I think I came up with some pretty interesting stuff.
We're not shocked. Let's start with the salad. It's a bean salad.
So those are beans, still beans in the garden, still beans in farmer's market. And I thought beans have this great crispy, crunchy. I wanted something juicy and slightly sweet. So I found a very ripe plum, thinly sliced it. Steamed the beans and then made a very gingery dressing for it. Mm. And I think it is so light and refreshing. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I think maybe I like fruit with savory foods.
Not only that, this plum, usually the skin makes me, you know, it's so tart. What'd you do with the plum?
Absolutely nothing.
No.
No, nothing. I just really chose well and got a very ripe one. And the ginger and the beans, it almost feels like a Japanese flavor profile. And then with that plum, it really did remind me of sort of a combination of several favorite Asian dishes.
This one, and you got a nasturtium flower in there, too.
Always. Yeah. A little pretty, but great textures and great colors.
Okay, so here we have a bowl of, it looks like fruit and syrup.
It is salsa.
Okay. But salsa.
It's salsa, but it's been sitting, so it's really let off some juice. You're going to taste some lime in there. It's pitted cherries.
And onions.
There's onions. It's sweet and savory. There's plum, cherries, tomatoes, little bit of onion, lime juice, and jalapeno, and just a dash of scallion and olive oil. And you serve that with some grilled chicken or grilled shrimp or just with taco chips. And suddenly it's really, like, I don't even know what to call that. Is it sweet? Is it savory?
I don't know.
Isn't it refreshing?
It's got kick, too.
The jalapeno. It's like, I just want to eat it with a soup spoon.
Well, let's do that, shall we, after the segment? We'll go wild. But, you know, when you say you don't like as much fruit in savory, I always think of, I like putting fruit on fish, cheese and fruit. So there is that. But staying with that cheese and fruit.
Yes. I always serve fresh fruit and dried fruit with a cheese platter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about how well fruit goes with cheese. And I thought, what if we did grilled cheese with the end of the summer fruit? So you have, what you have before you are two different variations of a grilled cheese. In your hand is my favorite. It's a grilled blue cheese and pitted cherry.
Oh, my.
I know. Is that a wild, fabulous combination, if I do say so? I'm just waiting for you to get, like, that bite of the tang of the blue cheese with the sweetness of the cherry and the juiciness of it. Mm. It completely redefines grilled cheese.
I love blue cheese and, like, apples in a salad.
Yes.
This. Every now and then you bring something, Kathy, that's like, oh, this is my favorite taste ever. This is amazing.
That's how I've been feeling about blue cheese. And the cherries this year have been remarkable.
Okay.
So then I thought, okay, what else? So I took a peach and I cut the peach in half, took the pit out, threw it on my grill. Got my grill very hot, took out a rack, put the peaches down, and when I turned them over, I grilled them for about 3 minutes per side, I basted them with some maple syrup. So you have a grilled maple-scented peach. Thinly sliced that and paired it with sharp cheddar cheese, and that's what your second grilled cheese sandwich is.
And this should win a Nobel.
I think so,
too. So how do you, I mean, how do you...
Do they give Nobels for grilled cheese? They should.
How do you... How does that happen? A peach and maple syrup?
Because I'll tell you why. The peaches from my trees were not quite as sweet as I wanted. And I thought, oh, I could drizzle honey on this. But maple and cheddar, it's like the beginning of fall, those flavors that you crave. Then I started thinking, what about blueberry Gruyere? What about raspberry feta? And how much fun would it be to sort of have a party and serve five different types of grilled cheese and fruit sandwiches?
Mm.
With that salsa?
With the salsa, with the beans.
Now, the thing that I realized, Robin, is that we love sweetness in savory foods. Think of the most basic, ketchup on a hamburger. What is ketchup? It's
sugar.
Tomatoes and sugar. Right. So many of the sauces and condiments that we use are loaded with sugar. So why not have the natural sweetness of fruit do the job?
Cranberry sauce and turkey.
There you go. Yeah. Number one.
So think of your end of summer fruit as something to put next to something savory.
It kind of opens things up. Yeah. You know, don't stop making those fruit pies and don't stop, you know, adding fruit to cakes and tarts. Mm. But boy, it was a real eye-opener for me. I embrace it.
And Kathy Gunst, a recipes for savory uses for summer fruit. We'll have it all at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
And the internet will break.